Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, still to come in the next hour after 11, is September really a good time to reset your habits and goals, even change your career? We'll find out why we love dolphins with underwater cameraman Ken O'Sullivan, and is Britain's Prince Harry keen to come back into the fold? Stay tuned and find out after 11. Now though, could the speeding fine you picked up on your foreign holiday follow you home? It's a question that some people might be wondering about following trips abroad with the car this summer. Motoring journalist Michael Sheridan is here to tell us what the rules are and what the repercussions could be if you don't deal with something in a different country in a timely fashion.
Well, that's exactly it, timely fashion. When you hire a car, they put a whole load of paperwork in front of you. You're usually exhausted. You get to the airport. You're trying your best to say, well, I meant to do all the things with hire cars, take pictures, do all that stuff. You sign anything. If they said, look, sign, you can sign up for timeshare. In that print is you are responsible for all fines, tolls, traffic infringements, etc., etc. And you've put a payment method with that hire car. So they have credit card details and so on. So fines, tolls, parking in areas where there's paid parking or video parking, all of these things will latch on to that registration. The fine authority in that country will then seek the data on that registration, see it's a hire car. The hire car will, company will happily give all of that detail. The fine will be applied then to that person. And then they could be going home a few grand lighter, depending on what they've done.
Fines
can be as high for speeding as high as €20,000.
What?
Yeah, in depending on what you're doing and how insane you are and how quickly you have to get to the water park before it closes, you can have extreme fines. Now, they can be as low as £20. In Austria, if you just are marginally over the speed limit, you could be stopped. You get a fine for €20.
Okay, so listen, I can understand that if you have a hire car, you've given your payment details, the hire car company do not want to pay these fines on your behalf, so they're going to hand over. That makes total sense.
Yes.
If you're driving your own car in Europe, what's the story?
In 2015, the EU Commission got together to increase cooperation on data sharing. And they said, look, we need to address the issue of people committing offences in Europe, because it was found that I think in 2019, 40% of foreign licensed drivers failed to comply with any fine that was offered to them. And in terms of foreign nationals driving in other EU countries, it represents about 5%, but it's 15% of the fines and infringements. So they're disproportionately poor performers. When people go to Europe, they used to think of, grant, look, there's a motorway, I'll lash down at the speed, fine will never catch me up. The Europe has done something about that in 2015. And the reason really we're talking about it now is because earlier in spring, 12th of March, they got together and said, look, we're going to tighten this further. So we're going to share even more detail. So from 2015, they started sharing data on dangerous things like speeding, breaking red lights, all that sort of thing. And now they're going to make sure that the rest of the road traffic laws, which we're all familiar with, and they're all generally the same throughout Europe, are implemented and the data is shared. So the registration number is associated to a vehicle. You would then have to declare who was driving if it wasn't witnessed at the time. But similar to here, if you're then caught in the act at the time, you'll be dealt with by that law enforcement agency in that jurisdiction. Fines, you may be taken to an ATM to pay your fine or have to go to a police station to pay your fine there and then. It's best to do it. Otherwise, the fine and details will track you down and they will come to you within 12 months. So it can be any period up to 12 months.
They will write to you at your house and the fine may have, will have increased.
Now, the good thing is there's no implication. Well, sorry, that's the wrong way of phrasing it. It won't affect your penalty points on your Irish licence. But say if you commit an offence in Northern Ireland on an Irish licence and a Republic of Ireland licence or vice versa, the authorities in those jurisdictions will have a ghost licence for you where they will actually attribute to you penalty points on a licence that doesn't physically exist.
So if you ever were to get a licence in that jurisdiction.
And also, it would be applied to it straight away, but also it would be applied if you accumulated enough to get a ban. So if you got 12 points on a ghost licence in Northern Ireland, you'd be banned from driving. And between the North and South, both jurisdictions now fully recognise if there's a driving ban in place, for somebody who's been habitually bad in the north or in the Republic of Ireland.
Well, the UK is a good example, or one to examine, really, because we can understand cooperation within the EU, but post-Brexit now, is that cooperation there?
The cooperation for Ireland is still there. So fines will track you down and all the rest. If you're in Europe, it's only a case of if you return to that jurisdiction. So if a UK holidaymaker was abusing the laws in France, you know, when they were on their holidays or whatever else, and they drove out of there, the fine won't chase them. Points can't chase them into the UK. But the next time they return, if they're in the same vehicle or they present their licence and the licence is known, it would have been recorded.
They'll
and
be
then
wanted.
Whatever fine there be, as in, yep, and your fine could be multiples of. Because some jurisdictions will give you a fine, and if you pay it early, it'll be less. But they'll apply the same thing here is, you know, your fine will increase. Yeah. So the best advice is obey traffic laws and pay your fine.
Well, this is it. I mean, there can be a tendency to be a bit looser, I think, anyway, with your behaviour when you're driving, when you're overseas.
Yes.
You may not be aware of the speed limits in certain cases. You may feel, oh, sure, in Europe, they all drive like at 140 on the motorways. They don't.
I mean,
be careful.
France, for example, I'll just pop quiz for you, Claire. What's the speed limit on the motorway in France?
I don't know. It changes according to the weather, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Am I right?
Yeah, you are. You're spot on. So if it's a dry day, it's 130 kilometres an hour, but it's 110 if it's raining.
Mm.
And again, you can't see a lot of the speed enforcement things. We're only getting our heads around average speed cameras here. We know we have a stretch on motorways where you see these big yellow gantries that says you're entering an average speed zone. And the distance from A to B, your average speed is worked out. And if you go over it, you'll get a fine in the post. They've had that system in the UK. UK is an absolute basket case for cameras and authorities fining everybody. But also in Europe, you've got to be aware that there's so many different types of speed cameras and speed detection methods. So, you know, if you're looking around looking for an Irish GoSafe van or a Gatsa van at the side of the road, yeah, you might see one of those, but you won't see a lamppost or you won't see a thing that's the size of, you know, a small box at the side of the road that's getting you coming towards it and also getting you going away. So the best advice is obey the laws. As they apply here, they apply elsewhere. But also there's very vindictive places as well where the fines for motoring go directly to that local authority. So like you say, you're in Florence, you've got a good chance of being pulled and fined over there because the money goes back into their own little coffers in Florence and they can make an absolute fortune off tourists. In the same way, you can be shaken down. People would have many a tale of being shaken down in Spain by Guard of Seville.
They're not shaking you down. I mean,
sometimes they are. Sometimes they really are. And it's a risk you take. But the best thing to do is don't break any traffic
exactly
laws.
If you don't break the law, they can't shake you down, right? That's
true,
you know. But the message is that if you have had a fine sent to you post holiday, just pay it,
just
because you're not
absolutely
going to get away with it, and it's probably going to go up.
And what's going to happen with this meeting that happened in the spring is that within 3 years we'll have a European website we can access which will give us the specific laws and how to interact with any law enforcement and a fine situation in that country. But it is coming down the line, so again, it's just a case of be compliant, use your speed limiter. You're laughing.
Michael, thank you so much. Michael Sheridan there, motoring journalist.